First Baptist Church of Redmond, November 15th, 2020, Mark chapter 13. Be on the alert.
Please rise and join me in reading Mark 13, 3 through 4. And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew were questioning him privately. Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are going to be fulfilled? You may be seated.
I've titled this sermon, Be on the Alert, because Jesus said way should do it, and there are some surprises be in store. Willie Carson, a famous British jockey, was racing one day at Pontefract. He was happily leading on the rails. Furlong and a half from home, he thought he heard something at his back, and glancing around, he saw the shadow of a horse coming up from behind. Determined that he should not be beaten, he spurred on and was first at the finish line. He looked around again and saw the nearest horse was 15 lengths behind. He had been racing his own shadow for the last part of the race. From Mark 13. And he was going out of the temple. One of his disciples said to him, Teacher, behold what wonderful stones and what great wonderful buildings. Jesus said to him, Do you see this great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another, which will not be torn down. Imagine how shocked they were when Jesus told them, beautiful building, the second temple. They admired it so much. One day, be destroyed. The Jewish leaders had defiled it. Jesus would depart from them and leave them desolate. The Romans would destroy it. Have you heard that fact was the second temple was destroyed at 70 AD? The proceeds from that building were taken to Rome, and 80 AD, Jewish treasures funded the construction of the Colosseum. The great Colosseum of Rome was built on Jewish money. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew were questioning him private, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are going to be fulfilled? They asked two questions only of Jesus. Jesus filled in many, many more details, but they asked only two questions, and Jesus, after a time, fulfilled them. This will be the major emphasis of the passage. So Jesus said, and Jesus being again to say, see to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name saying, I am he, and will mislead many. Thus Jesus predicts the coming of those who will say, I am the Christ. For 2,000 years, people will say, I am the Christ. 20 years ago, Thank you. 20 years ago, a Asian man said, I am the Christ. He died. This will mislead many, and there have always been deceivers, but easily deceived people. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be frightened. Those things must take place. But that is not the end. Notice, that is not the end. For nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Well, there will be earthquakes in various places. There also will be famines. These things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. One author counted 300 wars during the last 300 years of European history. Earthquakes, famines, no less than 700 disturbances of this nature, great and small, which occurred in the 19th century. These things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. These do not mark the time of the end. Notice, these do not mark the time of the end. To be sure, events here are significant, but they are stepping stones leading to the final goal. Be on your guard, and you will be flogged in the synagogues. When I arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you'll say. Brother will betray brother to death. You will be hated all. Raiment before councils, synagogues, governors, and kings. Such have been the history of Jewish faith, the church, and the church in the future. Paul said, from the Jews, five times I received 40 lashes, less one. It is said that to be beaten 40 times would be a death sentence. So 40 times, less one, is the most the Jews could do. Thus, the initial fulfillment of this prophecy was a matter of the immediate future, as is clear from already existing conditions and attitudes. For 2,000 years, time has gone by. The church has expanded, and but with limitations, but with suffering. Details concerning its subsequent fulfillment are recorded in the book of Acts and the epistles. A very misunderstood verse. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. The thrust is he who remains loyal to Christ throughout the period of persecution will enter glory. For himself, this period of persecution will last until death delivers him from this earthly scene. For the church in general, it will last until Christ's return in glory, but this is not a new promise nor demand on the Christian. Plenty of Christians have failed in one way or another. But if you have trusted Christ as Savior, you will be redeemed. The one who endures to the end, he will be saved, is not so much a requirement as a promise. Unless the Lord had shortened those days, no life would have been saved. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. I love this picture. The end is near. He's right. For the sake of his chosen ones, in order that not all might have to die a violent death, the Lord decided to cut short the days of final tribulation. The implication is that to successfully mislead God's elect so that until the day of their death, they would permit themselves to resemble wandering stars is impossible. The word plane was originally Greek usage used to describe bright lights that tended to go one way and then another and then proceed across the sky. These were planets moving in the heavens. Planets do not have elliptical orbits, but seem to move relative to the position of the observer on Earth. Wanderers. But in those days, after the tribulation, it's the middle of the Great Tribulation. It's spoken of in Daniel 9:27, 11:31, and 12:11. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, this answers the when. Two questions. The answer is when. Antichrist will break this covenant, invade the temple, set up his own image, and force the world to worship Satan. This is Daniel's abomination of desolation and will usher in the last half of the tribulation period, a time known as, Jesus called it that, the Great Tribulation. Note that in Mark 13:14, that Mark's parenthesis is for readers at a future time, not hearers when Jesus gave the message. Jesus spoke of the future. Jesus spoke prophetically as prophet, priest, and king. This message will have special meaning to them as they see the events taken place. What's advice? Get out as fast as you can. This same warning applied when Rome attacked Jerusalem in 70 AD. Titus surrounded Jerusalem, began to lay siege on Jerusalem in 68-70 AD. He left. On his return, not one believer resided in Jerusalem. They took literally Christ's words, get out as fast as you can. The answer, what sign, is found, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. What's the sign? They'll see Jesus. It will be a revelation of his great glory. See Daniel 7 and Mark 8. As he comes to establish his rule on earth. This sign will be the appearing of Jesus in the sky bodily. How do you know that Jesus is coming? Jesus will be here. What do you say? I say to you all, be on the alert. Watchfulness has nothing to do with going to heaven. It is purely a matter of pleasing him, hearing his lovely recommendation, and receiving his reward. There is no suggestion here that when he returns, Jesus will take only the faithful to heaven and leave the others here on earth to suffer the tribulation. I want to repeat. Are you saved? His fruit shall make it plain. But as many as are Christians, as many paths there are to glory, if you are saved. When Jesus comes again, he will not judge by completeness, but by faith. We go to heaven because of his grace, not because our faithfulness or good works for us. Jesus engages in prophecy in this chapter. He tells us not to attach too much significance to everything that happens. Blood moons, for example. There have been hundreds of blood moons, and yet no prophetic significance. But there is a 7-year tribulation, and even a great tribulation, featuring aspects coordinating with Daniel's prophecy. These are the signs of the end of the tribulation, bringing the kingdom. Do you know these persons? General Douglas MacArthur and General Jonathan Wainwright. General Jonathan Wainwright was captured by the Japanese and held prisoner in MacArthur's place in prison camp, cruelly treated. He became, quote, a broken, crushed, hopeless, and starving man, unquote. Finally, the Japanese surrendered and the war ended. A United States Army colonel was sent to that prison camp personally to announce to the general Japan had been defeated and he was free and in command. After General Wainwright heard the news, he returned to his headquarters and was confronted by some guards who began to mistreat him as they had done in the past. Wainwright, however, with news of the Allied victory fresh in his mind, declared with authority, "No, I am in command here. These are my orders." From that moment, General Wainwright was in control. Jesus will be in control. Jesus will be Lord of all, King of kings, and his kingdom is coming.